You want a great party, complete with music, dancing, piñatas, and incredible food? Well, get to a Cinco de Mayo fiesta, or maybe throw one yourself. Now, for guidance and inspiration, she, who is expert in all things Mexican, joins us. That's Patty Hinnich of Patty's Mexican Table on PBS. Hey, Patty, good to have you back.
Lynn, I love to sit at your table. Thanks for having me.
So, Cinco de Mayo, big party day for Mexicans. What's the story behind it?
Okay, it's a big party for Mexicans, but mostly abroad, which is very funny, Lynn, because in Mexico, it's celebrated mostly in the state of Puebla. And this year, they're having the 150th anniversary of the Cinco de Mayo celebration.
So I always thought it was Mexican Independence Day.
You know, that's what most people think because us Mexicans, we've just made it such a big deal outside of Mexico. But it is not Mexican Independence Day. Mexican Independence Day is September 16th. Cinco de Mayo commemorates the very unlikely victory of a small Mexican militia in the year of 1862, when they won against the huge French army. And, you know, it was very unprecedented and it was short-lived, you know, sadly, because a year later the French came back and took over, but they ruled only for 3 years and then Mexico became independent again. But what we celebrate and what's been translated, you know, abroad,
right,
is Mexicans' resilience and courageous nature and perseverance and our positive and hardworking attitude. And we just celebrate anything and everything that's Mexican on this day.
How do Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Well, we just celebrate from the moment, you know, the day starts. It starts with food and it ends with food, Lynn. And there are also some fabulous dishes that come from Puebla that are typically made on the day, such as the chicken tinga, which is, you know, I think from the name. It's just a catchy name. It's a catchy thing to make because it's super versatile. It's chicken that it's cooked in a tomato base that's seasoned with onion and garlic and the incredibly tasting chipotle sin adobo. And then some people, you know, of course, there's variations. Some people use tomatillos, I am one, to mix with the tomatoes because it gives it a nice punch. And then some people also add chorizo, crumbled, crispy chorizo in the mix.
Oh, the sausage, the spicy sausage.
Sausage. So as you're seasoning the onion and the garlic, you add that layer of chorizo and it just makes the chicken tinga be a little bit more hefty. So you end up with a mix that's sort of like a sloppy joe kind of feeling that you can play around. You can make it ahead of time. And then on the day, you can make tostadas. You know, you just grab those crispy tortillas and spread them with refried beans and let people add as much chicken tinga as they want. And then do the healthy stuff, you know, add lettuce and tomatoes and some fresh cheese. Or you can also go with chicken tinga quesadillas. You can make chicken tinga tacos. I mean, it's just like a chicken tinga craze. You can put it on top of everything.
So you could just have that out on a table like a big buffet and everybody can just do with it what they want.
Exactly. And then you have the aguas frescas. You know, we love having the aguas frescas for a celebration. We put them in big, you know, glass barrels or big pitchers. So typically you'll have like a lime water, a hibiscus flavored water, tamarind water. You know, when people think about Mexican drinks, it's not only the Corona beer or the tequila. It's all of these freshly flavored waters and different kind of drink mixes and café de olla in the morning to start. And then, of course, the piñatas and the sweets. The flanes and the cookies and the candied fruits. And then you usually have for Cinco de Mayo celebration, there will be something in a neighborhood that has music and the Mexican folkloric dancing. And you will see people, you know, dressed in the traditional way with the hats and the, you know, full-blown thing. And it's just a full day celebration. And what I find, Lynn, that is very funny, is that my American friends now get more excited about the Cinco de Mayo celebrations than even we do, you know? So
it's a great party. Why not?
It is contagious.
Patty, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Patty Hinnich is author of Patty's Mexican Table. Now, you can find her Cinco de Mayo recipe for chicken tinga, so good for picnics, on the website, splendidtable.org.